Are you struggling with where God has put you right now? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In different seasons of life, God puts us in different situations. I firmly believe that. But it's not always that easy to understand why or how long you're going to be there. But did you know that you can actually just ask God for these answers? It's not that he's always going to give them to you, but he does want to reaffirm your calling. And that's what today's Devo is kind of all about. It's called Confirmed by Natty Mayel. "I don't know, Lord," I said. This was 2 weeks ago. I was sitting in my car before worship practice. For the last 2 years, I have been following the Lord on a wild journey. I switched churches to lead a youth group. It has been an amazing ride, but recently, I've been feeling discouraged. I've been missing going to church with my parents. I've been wrestling with doubt. I've been feeling stuck. But I know the Lord led me to where I am. He has made it so clear. Yet, I've been wondering if the devil is just trying to keep me discouraged, or if the Lord is stirring my soul because it's time for a new endeavor. So I asked the Lord, "Can you please confirm my calling again?" The worship practice and the church service came and went, but nothing happened. And then, one of the old ladies in the church approached me. She said, "I was talking to Peggy, and I told her that I thought you had said you were called here." A little light went off in my head when she used the word calling, and I went home thanking God for answering my prayer. But that wasn't all. I had a phone call where another member of the church confirmed it, and then two more people came up to me this Sunday, one to tell me I've been doing the right thing, and another who literally said, "Today confirms that you are exactly where you're supposed to be." I was shocked. My heart has been so full since Sunday morning. The Lord answered my request so clearly that it nearly takes my breath away. That is the kind of God we serve. He calls us, but then he also listens to us and supports us. Will we feel discouraged? Certainly, but he will follow through. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Throughout our lives, God invites us to ask him for guidance, and we can even ask him to confirm that guidance. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit, his Word, the Bible, and his people, the church. Are you struggling to discern what God is calling you to do about a situation in your life? If you've put your trust in Jesus, you've been given the opportunity to talk to God directly. Consider taking some time today to talk to him. God frequently works through other Christians to confirm what he is calling us to do in the different seasons of our lives. Do you have someone in your life who could help you discern the Lord's guidance? Like a friend, mentor, pastor, parent, or counselor? As you and I can read in Hebrews 13, verses 20 through 21, "Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Romans 8, 26 through 30, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21, and James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something new recently? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Table, Part 1, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.